Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Make it rain.
Well, it is Friday, people. We have made it to day two of the madness. March madness. Welcome in here, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It was a crazy, crazy day. It is known as to sports investors around the world as some of the most fun, some of the most grueling, some of the most taxing, aggravating, pretty much every adjective you can come up with. That's exactly what yesterday was. And today promises to be even more of that. A lot of fun, though, I say, Dane, totally sleep deprived. I think that's one thing. Yeah, it's the one thing this time of year, as if you are a bettor and you will dive into this if you're a handicapper. It is, man, you gotta try to pace yourself as best as possible because you got games starting as early as 12 o'clock. You got to do all of that prepping. You got to do all of that, handicapping. Then now the live betting. So because now you're involved in the games, right? So you're watching the games, then you're going, all right, I got the first half. I got the second half lines. And oh, yeah, there's in-game wagering. And then what happens is probably right around 8 o'clock last night. Right. I can feel the eyeball starting to twitch a little bit, and I'm going, all right, I'm looking at these numbers. I got the odds are changing because I'm live betting and I'm going,
right,
all right, this is not good, man. Can I go get another cup of coffee? I don't know if I can. And you realize quickly you are not nearly as sharp as you were at, let's say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon watching 14 games. I mean, hell, I was even handicapping European soccer qualifiers yesterday at 1 o'clock. I was on the ball. And then all of a sudden, about 8 o'clock last night, Dane, man, oh, man, that eyeball starts twitching a little. And I can't remember what the hell game I'm even watching. And I'm like, oh, man, you gotta learn to pace yourself, brother. How did you do?
I did all right. I told you about my first half unders. I said bet all 16 of them. They went 9-7. And then I went 1-1 kind of in my real bets. I told you guys about the Old Dominion plus 13.5 yesterday. Well, they lost by 13, Joe. So that half point really helped me out there. And then, listen, guys, I'm sorry about the Cuse and the Baylor thing. Listen, we knew about Frank Howard not being there. What we did not know, Joe, literally, they set an NCAA record for most threes hit combined in a non-overtime game. Who Crazy. The hell thought that was going to happen with two slower paced teams? So they blew that over under out of the water. So I went, 1-1 on those bets, 9-7 on my first half under bets. So overall 10-8 on the day, which, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's between 50 and 55%, right?
Dude, let me see if I can. Yeah. And I did manage to get a few hours of sleep, but as far as I know, anytime you say 10-8, that is a winning day, dude. That means you made it rain, which is ultimately what this is all about. But you brought up a good point because, and we hammer this home, And we touched base with it yesterday when we talked to Brian Young, who's a bookmaker and odds maker with YouWager. And we preach it all the time here about line shopping. Now, Dane yesterday, when we were here on the show, was talking about Old Dominion and 13 and a half, which is it was hovering around 13 and a half, 13 and a half. And actually, I think when you got that, that's when he made the bet. So yesterday, about 1:00, 1:30, I'm going over. All of a sudden, that line dropped to 12 and a half.
Oof.
And so I'm looking at that going, because the number that I had was around 13, 14. I'm going, wow. I'm like, now it's dropping a little bit. So, yeah, I ended up hopping on because I didn't think Old Dominion was going to beat them. It was a matter of whether or not they were going to cover.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, something tells me here that we're going to be able to get at least 12. So even if I buy it down to 12, I should be covered. And sure enough, you know, the gambling gods, I ended up getting that. We both won the same bet, same score, different teams, folks. And the reason you can do that is I won with Purdue because I shopped the number and found it at a place that I was happy with. And Dane jumped all over it at a high end number. So even though the game happened and the same result, he won taking Old Dominion. I win taking Purdue. And that is why it is so damn important to get the number. We say we're betting numbers. That's exactly what we just bet there is we bet numbers. And as the numbers worked out, two different teams, same result. We both cashed. And Dane, if we say it once, we'll say it 1,000 times today. You've got to have options. You've got to be able to shop those numbers because ultimately that's what you're playing because that's going to determine whether or not you win or you lose, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just got a text, unfortunately, from my guy Venmo Brian down there in the fantasy pit of misery saying that he had Old Dominion plus 12 and a half.
So yeah, you got it. So he jumped in when I did.
Toward tickets. You know, but you're still on the Old Dominion side. You know, so I'm sorry, Venmo Brian. It is all about shopping around. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. These bookies, man, these handicappers are great, man. Belmont, Maryland, right? Venmo Brian also got Belmont, I think, like plus 3. They lost by 2. I think the Yale LSU number was right there, right? Didn't they? They lost by like 5. We had it at 5.5 or 6.
7.
It's just
7,
so
yep.
close. But you know what I mean? They're all so close. One of my first half unders was a half point. Also, the Yale LSU game, I got at 74.5. First half total was 74. It just goes to show you how close these all are, you know. And Joe, you're developing that nervous twitch, right? You're at 8 o'clock. I was also, but I had to stay up and watch Cuse. They were the last game of the damn day. Right, and I had to stay up and watch them. I'll also say this. If that's not belief, though, also, Joe, that, like, there's something to, like, the travel. West Coast flying east. Like, you're just handicapping and watching games, and you didn't have the stamina after 8 hours, you know? Imagine these kids flying 2,500 miles or with the time zone difference. That stuff is real.
Yep. And there's actually, we'll talk about that as we dive into the games here. Day 2 of the madness, March Madness. We'll cover a few games where there might be a little home cooking going on today. Yeah. We'll talk about
Cincinnati,
that.
Baby.
Get ready. It's a Friday. It is time to make it rain here, people. Let the madness begin. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Day two here. The madness, it continues. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dan Martinez, I am Joe Ranieri. Guys, welcome in. Hope it was a profitable day for you yesterday. But don't worry, we've got another 16 games today to kind of dive into and dissect here. And also, yeah, we got NHL, we got NBA, and very soon we'll be having Major League Baseball. Yeah, go figure. We're going to have some baseball to dive into and try and get you all caught up, as I know there was the A's and the Mariners started playing, but nobody really cares about them. But the rest of the teams are going to get ready this week. So we've got some baseball that we'll start diving into. Looking forward to that, though. That I truly am. But we want to, again, reiterate a few things that happened yesterday. And I don't think we've ever talked about this and why this is important as well. But the thing called the closing line, you guys might have heard of it. You might have heard it used, seen it written down, going, what is the closing line? Well, the closing line, and this is what a lot of handicappers will use ultimately as the final say, not necessarily what they bet, but what did the game go off at? Because we know that lines, they go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. But ultimately, when you're looking at the history and you're talking about, well, they're 8-3 against the number. Well, that number is not your number, what they got. Their number is always based upon what they call the closing line. So, a situation yesterday, if you're just joining us, where Purdue opened up 13.5, 14 at some points. But before the game went off, it dropped down to about 12.5 in many books. In fact, that's what the closing line was, 12.5. So while Dane got it at 13.5 and ended up winning with Old Dominion, there were some of us who took Purdue at 12.5. So win or lose is great. We both won. But ultimately, when we look back on this moving forward with the tournament and we're going, did Purdue win or lose? You know what I mean? Did they cover? Ultimately, right. Purdue did cover, even though the Dane won with. And that's important to remember, because when we're talking in terms of, well, Purdue's about covered the last five games, what we are talking about is the closing line, because you may go, what do you mean they didn't cover? I won with Old Dominion. But don't fall into that trap. Always, always, always we use what is called the closing line to decide whether a team is good against the number or bad against the number, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we made that point also earlier on in the season. There was a game. Then we realized, like, then other people got injured in the NBA or whatever. And we were like, yeah, sorry, we were making our bet at 8 a.m., you know, and then things changed, right? So these things do fluctuate. I think that's important to note. I also want to remind people, Joe, and we haven't talked much about this recently, but I see JRT, and by the way, big shout-out to JRT in the chat. He's burning the candle at both ends. He's always in there representing. He says, I took Florida State -8. They won by 7, and it was dirty. So, Joe, let's not forget here, we also have our hashtag torn tickets, right? Mm-hmm. And we want to see those, okay? So anybody who's listening to us right now, if you got victimized like that by half a point and there was some random, like, three-pointer at the end of – I was a throwaway three-pointer at the end of the game or, you know, some random foul shots that hurt your total, we want you to send us a picture of the bet. Okay, of the ticket, if you got screwed like that, right? Hashtag torn ticket. And Joe, what did we say? For like the worst one, for the craziest torn ticket for the entire NCAA tournament, we're going to give them something. We're going to give them one of Chris Bavona's sweaters, okay?
Thank you.
Or we're going to give them something like that. They will get a consolation prize if you are the Make It Rain degenerate who got banged the worst on a hashtag torn ticket. You have to put it on social media, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds, hashtag torn ticket. If you have the worst one, me and Joe and Bavona, we will figure out a nice little fantasy sports radio network Make It Rain little prize for you. You with it, Joe? You with it, Bavona?
I am with it, but keep in mind here that guys that work here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network are excluded from this, so you don't have to worry about it, because otherwise I know there's a good chance Gabe Morenci would win everything.
But I don't want Cam Stewart. Hey, Cam.
Right. It's got to be outside of these walls.
He's making 7,000 bets, so you know you're going to have a torn ticket in there anyway, right? I love you, Cam, but no, you are not eligible. My friend.
I agree. Not eligible. Just want to throw that out there. But all in all, yesterday, keeping in mind closing lines, because it happens, especially when you have teams that are fluctuating. And this time of year, the lines, so much money coming in left and right. There's an inordinate amount of public money coming in. Like public money, though, from the standpoint of we're talking Joes, not pros. You got people taking the $5, $10, $20 bets, which is great, but they are kind of inflating and deflating the lines and adjusting accordingly with the books, because you get enough of those people that come in, they'll move the line, you know, and especially when you have trendy picks. There's some today, too, that we'll cover on the board, things like UC Irvine, these big long shots people are going to love it. So they're going to jump all over it. And sometimes that kind of warps the reality of what the situation is. We'll go over those games. But just keep in mind yesterday, too, when it was all said and done, those underdogs against the number yesterday, underdogs finished 9-7. All right. So it was not a clear cut victory, you know, for favorites or for under. It was almost 50-50, 9-7 underdogs yesterday. The unders. This was another big question during the week heading in there. Were the numbers going to be inflated for the totals? Were the totals going to be out of control? Were these kids going to be able, because of travel, because of they're new there and these are mid majors, are the totals going to be off? And they weren't. They were the unders went 8-7-1 yesterday. So as you can see, to your point, Dane, the guys who are making the lines, they're pretty damn good. All right, they know exactly what they're doing. So there wasn't anywhere you could look at one thing or another yesterday to try and maybe pull something out and say, what does it tell us here today? The only thing that'll tell us is that ultimately, Vegas is pretty damn sharp here during this tournament, which is why I'm betting Kent State last night. Okay, right. I'm taking Kent State, Louisiana Monroe. Why is that? Well, it's NIT.
Less public money.
And a lot less money on there, which means there's a lot more variance there, a little more inequality there in the market, because it's not as heavily bet and it's certainly not as heavily handicapped. And they are not the bookmakers. They're great. They're human guys, but they don't have 9 million people watching every game. They're going where the money is. And that's why it's so hard this time of year with the tournament. The numbers are so sharp. Even with mid-majors, the numbers are so sharp, which is why a lot of cappers, the pros, they'll tell you, I'm looking at the CIT. I'm looking at the, you know, the CET. I'm looking at the NIT. I'm looking at all of these other tournaments that are happening right now. You're probably not paying attention to. But, guys, that's where you can find that keyword that we're always looking for, value, Dane. So don't put all your eggs in this basket. Make sure that you're looking at some of the other games that are going on right now. Sometimes you'll find the better value there.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. During the college basketball season, it's the same reason, Joe, that we were telling people, forget about the ACC, right? Go right. Find women's Ivy League basketball or something like that. It's the same theory, right? The cappers are investing their energy in what the public is investing their energy in, right? So you talk about the value, the edge. Maybe you can find a bad line. You know, Joe, however, is the only degenerate really looking at the CIT for goodness sakes. It's STD soup. I'm all excited about March Madness trying to get in, you know, and he's like still trying to find the edge in, you know, the third tier tournament. That's why I love you, Joe. And that's why we make a great pair here on Make It Rain. I got to tell you about your other point. You know, my fiance, I call her the unicorn, right? She's seeing this now too. It's hysterical. Remember I told you about like in the play-in game, I had NC Central with like, you know, 4.5 or 5 and it was a 1-point thing. This Old Dominion thing, like we were up late last night. I was like, nah. She's like, we still watching this? I was like, yeah, the margin's 13 right now. This is a heater, you know?
Right.
And
that's
stuff
right.
like that. And I'm telling her about the Belmont-Maryland game was within a point. You know, I told you that one of my first half unders, the Villanova St. Mary's was at 59. It came in at 58. I sweated that out by a point. And at one point she turned and she was like, these cappers are good, huh? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, in every sport, they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They also, the very best, lose 45% of the time. Show me another industry where that happens there. All right, coming up here, we'll dive into a couple of these games that we witnessed last night, a couple of the games coming up. We'll see if we can't make it rain for you here on a Friday. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything's done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
The Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is New Jersey's local, trusted sportsbook featuring a Vegas-style betting menu of parlays, props, and much more. Watch every game on their new 75-foot HD video wall. Already a trusted name in entertainment, Monmouth Park is now your best bet for wagering on all the big games. So get in on the action. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game time decisions.
Play this stuff by conference, and we saw St. John's were overwhelmed. I don't know, and I'm not sitting here saying, oh, Big East basketball is terrible, but I think it's that damn Big East tournament behind me at MSG. It takes too much out of these guys. It's too, like, the Big East is, like, important because it's in the Garden. Like, I'm telling you, man, these teams were deflated and battled. And you saw Seton Hall. They laid it on the freaking line trying to win and beat Villanova on Saturday.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Got to be excited. It is a Friday, people. It is a Friday, day two of the NCAA tournament, which we all know can be extremely overwhelming. And a lot of us yesterday, it was funny between, you know, doing the shows and doing the podcast in the afternoon. And I got, you know, here I am at this, you know, this station, this radio station here. And I got 14 monitors all lined up with games yesterday. It's amazing to me that I lasted overload. Even past 8 o'clock last night with just my brain friedness, which is something you've got to. And it's an important thing, too, when it comes to sports
load
investing,
management.
Or any investing. Yeah, absolutely, brother. It is. It's one thing to be drunk doing this. OK, been there, too. It's a whole nother thing to be sleep deprived and trying to do this, because I think even you'll admit, Dane, there are times where you get a couple of drinks in you and, man, you seem to have a lot more focus than you might normally have in the situation. You know, alcohol sometimes does that a little for you.
Sure.
But sleep deprivation is honestly the worst thing in the world. And if you are you're trying to do this and go, you know, 17, 18 hours straight, it's tough. And I know the guys in the Vegas that do this. I mean, there are guys, honestly, that from the minute the play-in games on Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday were being played, they have not left, nor have they slept in the books. And the reason being is they don't want to miss anything. And they certainly don't want to miss the opportunity to jump on a number when a line moves. Right. They feel like they've got to just, this one week is like hell week. Yeah. Like they are just going to go at it. And it's not an easy thing to do, man. It's not an easy thing to do to go 17, 18 hours straight for 4 or 5 days and be like, all right, I'll sleep when it's all said and done. Well, it's going to be a little while before you're going to get some sleep. So pace yourself is all I'm saying.
Absolutely. It's like, Joe, you know, I make the joke about load management, right? I make the joke about, what are you sleeping? Were we resting you on the second night of back-to-backs today? You know what I mean? But here's the thing. And honestly, Joe, this is why I love that you call it sports investing, okay? Mm-hmm. Like any other career or any other industry, you know, if you're like, if you work for like Morgan Stanley, right, or whatever it is, and you got to close at the end of the fiscal year, it's a big thing for you, right, at the end of June or whatever it is. We said it going into this week, $4.8 billion over something like the $8 billion all year, right? So this is the biggest week of the sports calendar for the Cappers. Over 50% of their, like, you know, business for the year is this week. So of course this is the big week, you know. This is what we're resting up for. What is it, like this and the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Two biggest events in this calendar. So every industry has their high points and their low points, you know. I used to be in education, Joe, when we were like prepping for the state test, you know. It was a big pressurized time. Every industry has this, but you know, I think it's interesting when we joke about athletes about load management, right, or their rest, or the impact of sleep, or the impact of travel, or whatever. And now, you know, just for us trying to analyze numbers and make plays, it's draining.
Yeah, no, it truly is, and that's why, again, pace yourself. And I know there are some lunatics in the chat room, Jared T and some others. I mean, you know, we got some diehards here. But again, it's all about knowing you got to pace yourself here, because it's a totally different ball game from being a casual fan to when I think this is why this time of year is so much fun, is that the non-sports investor, somebody who has not dabbled in it or is just maybe trying it, they learned lesson number one with it, is that all of a sudden you may know nothing about a sport or a game or a team, but the minute you have as much as $2 at play in stake, waiting to see whether or not a team, all of a sudden sports becomes so much more interesting, which is part of the reason why I'm baffled it took so long for the legalization to take place. Right. But now that that bell is rung, we're not taking it back. I mean, there are still guys that we know are, man, rich from Ohio, right, who joins us every morning. That dude is driving to West Virginia. That dude is we got people driving across bridges and borders of states here just so they can go ahead and place bets. It is that kind of craziness. And, oh, yeah, when baseball season just around the corner, once this is all said and done, we're going to move into now you've got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. You got 162 baseball games to be played with 30 some odd teams. So it and then football starts, and then we start it all over again. Here we go. So pace yourself, all right, because it is also and it's cliche, Dane, but it is so true. It is a marathon, not a sprint. And I can already see some of the guys on social media that I've been following. You're not going to retire in one day with the tournament. The tournament of all things is something right. where you can't go balls to the wall on day one or two and go, all right, I'm going for it, pick your spot still. Okay. And if you had a bad day yesterday, you're not trying to make it all back in one shot today. And that's the biggest mistake that people make, is that they got this bankroll, they're ready to go. All right, tournament time. And then maybe they lose 3 or 4. I mean, you went 10-8 yesterday, Dan, but you know, maybe a guy went 8-10 and he's going, I got to get this back. Now the bets start. Now you start playing games that you might not normally do because you want the. No, it is absolutely no more important, that cliche, than right now, today, especially if you had a bad day yesterday or broke out even. You've got to be able to pace yourself and be disciplined enough to go, you know what? One day, one game at a time. Everything's one game at a time. If you bet 8 games yesterday, maybe today you only like 3. That's all you bet, Dane. The worst thing to do, and what we're seeing on social media here with a lot of guys, is you know they're betting everything and anything right now because it's available to do so, and they're trying to make some money. Don't do it, man. That's the biggest part of this industry. Guys got to be disciplined. You got to learn how to lose. And if you can't learn how to lose, you're never going to learn how to win, Dane.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why, Joe, I made that point earlier this week. I posed a question to you about the importance of discipline, right? Of bankroll management, of betting the same consistent units, that sort of thing. And I said that for a reason, you know, because this is like the time. This is like crack to a crackhead. You know what I mean? And you're going to start going crazy with it. So absolutely, let's remind people, discipline, okay? The same kind of units. Understand your bankroll management. I think it was something like we're making 5% bets, right, Joe? So you got to stick with that. Like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not a big baller, okay? My unit is like $25, all right? So let's say I'm up 4 units. That's me up $100, right? I'll make a play, a big play on like a future or stuff like that. But I'm not, you know, I'm not rolling in it, okay? But you still have to be disciplined, right? I think what the other thing you said, Joe, is really important. Remember how I joked how like February, the time between the Super Bowl and March Madness, I called it Culture Month, you know, because ex-girlfriends would finally agree to go to the museum and stuff like that. We are officially out of Culture Month. You know what I mean? It won't be that again until the end of next Super Bowl between March Madness, baseball, the NBA playoffs, and then football. We are back at it. You know, gamblers, you just had your vacation. All right. If anything,
so true.
You're coming up off it. And Joe, I gotta push you on one last thing that you mentioned.
Sure.
I gotta ask. You said how you get more focused after a couple of beers.
Yes.
And I gotta ask you, because honestly, like, I'm down with you, but for me, it's actually a different vice, you know, the one that's like legal in like 27 states right now. That gets me more focused. Alcohol, I think, would get me a little bit like more loose and starting to be like the guys you're mentioning that's not exercising the bankroll discipline. You know, I get a couple in me, especially if I'm at the book and having a good old time. I get swept up in the mob mentality. I'm like, oh, yeah, I heard that one guy in the corner with a good tip, right? And I'm like, oh, this guy likes UC Irvine plus 6.5. I got to tell him. You know, if I'm drunk. However, if I'm high, I'm very focused and zoned in on what I'm thinking.
It's and it's a little different for everybody, because I know there are some dudes that, you know, would you know, eat a half a cookie or half a brownie, a couple of gummy bears, and they'd go out, and then about 20 minutes in, they're useless. So they can't focus on anything. So it does affect people a little differently. But all of us have, and my point was with that is that there's that certain line that you can get to if If you don't cross it, you know, it will go ahead and kind of fine tune you in there. And whether it be the edibles, whether
that's
it be the
line when,
you know,
fives look like tens at the bar.
Not that. Yeah, definitely. No, you got to, yeah, because the risk of that is once you cross that line, it is very hard to pull back from that, almost impossible to be able to pull back from that. But ultimately, the worst thing to do is to be sleep deprived. So don't be the dude going 18 hours trying to do anything and everything impossible to stay up and try. Don't be that guy. But yeah, a couple of drinks, I'll be all right. I'm good, and you know, usually I don't give a crap one way or the other. So a few drinks is not going to push me to make a bet I probably wouldn't do anyway. But there are some. I mean, you know, Morenci's one of those guys that I am. A few drinks, right? He goes up to the window. He's probably betting eight other games he didn't plan on betting when he goes
to
the window.
That sounds good too. Give me that one. Matter of fact, let me parlay all three of these together.
I want all the horses. Give them all. I was only going to play one, but I'll take them all.
For every race in the pick six. And then you just hope a 40-1 comes in, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. That'll be $23,000. What do you mean? You just bet every horse in the pick five. What do you want? What are you doing? Oh, I can't. It's so true, though.
Kim and Gabe have a horse. They bought a horse?
Yes. Yeah.
Conflict Diamond, I believe. Ask him about it. Like every time that he was running.
Yeah, he mentioned something like that, right? Didn't he?
That's awesome. I would love to do that. Even like get in with like five of my boys and buy a damn horse.
Yes. Yeah. There's syndicates like that. I mean, you can buy a piece of a racehorse. No. Well, no. The problem with owning a horse is like owning a boat.
Santa Anita. That's all, Joe.
Yeah, it becomes a second home, and they ain't cheap either. By the way, they're not cheap at all. Very funny, though. Man, he'll take every horse in the race. All right, coming up here, a couple of misses yesterday, a couple of near misses. We'll tell you some winners, some losers from yesterday next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
It is Friday, people. Exciting stuff. Getting ready. Day two of the thing called Madness, March Madness. We will break down a whole bunch of the games today. Some of our favorite plays, both Dane and I. He is Dane Martinez. I'm Joe Ranieri, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Streaming across every platform known to mankind, and we want to welcome you guys in. Thank you for making us a part of your day. There were some winners. There were some losers yesterday, like there always is this time of year. And, you know, as we look back, trying to pull out some, kind of recap what we've got, because the teams that did win, you kind of want to remember a few things that you might have witnessed or maybe you didn't witness. But there are a few things that you need to know as they go into the weekend, you know, getting ready to play yet another round. So, starting with the first game yesterday, Dane, we had talked about this Minnesota versus Louisville, right? The whole Pitino factor. Would he or wouldn't he, would the Pitino family with Minnesota be able to go ahead and take care of business against the old alma mater there, Louisville? And the coach, Richard Pitino, he downplayed that all week long, being that it was his, you know, father's ex-employer and all good that all that stuff there. But Minnesota won, and they defeated Louisville pretty soundly, too, 86-76. And what a way to get even, right, for dad by going, oh, okay. Nobody really gave I didn't give Minnesota any credit. I'm still trying to figure out right now whether or not Minnesota is just better than I thought or if Louisville is just that bad. And I can tell you this, looking at the numbers yesterday, Minnesota was getting 4.5 points there and just some horrific defense from Louisville. I mean, no defense whatsoever. In fact, I think Minnesota shot 58% on twos, 41% on threes. This is not a high prolific offense from Minnesota, but defense Louisville did nothing to get in the way of Minnesota. And also, we talk about this time and time again, how important free throw shooting is. And one of the handicapping things that you need to be looking at, one of the tools is, does a team, shoot free throws very well? Because you might have noticed something that changed a little bit yesterday. It'll happen again today. When you get in the second half of games during the season, there's not a lot of last 2 minutes, foul, put them on the line, try to get the ball back, foul. Right. But, you know, a ton of free throws taken yesterday. And if you noticed, LSU, Minnesota, a whole bunch of teams were able to advance, win games because they could hit free throws. Also, that increased the overall totals of these games, certainly in the second half. Everybody scoring in the 40s in the second half, 40s close to 50 in the second half. Why? The last 2 to 3 minutes in close games yesterday was all a hackathon. Send them to the line, get the ball back. Send them to the line, get the ball back. So you better be looking at people who can, at teams, can they shoot it? Can they not shoot it? And Minnesota yesterday absolutely could shoot it. Louisville absolutely could not. No defense. But it certainly helped LSU beat Yale yesterday and do the cover, because they went 19 of 28 from the line, which I think is pretty damn important, since the last 2 minutes of that game, Dane, was nothing but Yale fouling LSU players, putting them to the line, then Yale taking the ball down the thing and hitting a three. They hit four threes in the last 30 seconds of that game, and then they'd hit the three, foul the guy, put him up, hit two more free throws. So if LSU doesn't hit those free throws at the end of that game in that final 30 seconds, no doubt Yale wins that and advances. So it's definitely something you have to pay attention to.
Absolutely. And here's the other point I'll make. I say it all the time. That is part of the reason with my all 32 first half unders, I'm going with the first half under. Because in the first half, to your point, Joe, they play it straight up at the end of the game. In the second half, in the last 2 minutes, this is what you see. You see it turn into a hacking free throw shooting contest. And that's people's teams scoring with the clock not moving by design so that the losing team can try to catch up and go 2-for-1 kind of thing, you know, hoping they go 50% from the line. But that's the exact reason I say when we're looking at the totals, go with the first half under instead of the whole game, because they at least play it straight up to your point of what you're seeing right there. Mm. But absolutely, the Minnesota-Louisville game, there was no defense played. When I look at my first half unders, outside of the Syracuse-Baylor game when they set a legitimate record for threes, that's the one that I lost by the most. The first half total was 62, and they came in at 71. That was like the biggest over the number outside of that, you know, record-setting Syracuse-Baylor game. So I think that's absolutely a good point to make on the free throws. I actually, though, with my read on this game, that the Minnesota – Louisville game was that maybe that kind of experience, maybe they did get the scouting report, you know, from the Patinos, shall we say, from Rick. So let me ask you, Joe, what do you think that means for a game that I think could be very interesting today when you got Arizona State playing Buffalo? Head coach Bobby Hurley, right, was the coach of Buffalo, is now the coach of Arizona State, playing against his former team, some of the kids he recruited. You think he's got the scouting report on Buffalo the same way maybe Minnesota had the scouting report on Louisville?
They definitely do. I mean, in today's day and age, there's no secrets with anybody anyway. Right. So they have all the information they need, of course. And don't think, by the way, these coaches, they call other coaches in the conferences. Hey, what do you think about this? What's going on? You know, that inner circle there, that inner sanctum of coaching. These guys are always calling other people going, hey, what'd you think? How good are they? Can we exploit them on a perimeter? They're always doing that today anyway. So it's really ultimately, which is the way it should be, guys. It should come down to the players, right? The players are either going to have to make those free throws or not make those free throws. There were a couple examples yesterday. It just looked like such overcoaching at certain moments in the game, like, you know, timeouts being taken every possession what are you telling these kids at that point when they're in a dogfight, you know, down 60, you know, you're down a couple of points. Like, they know what's going on. It's very simple. Make the damn bucket, okay? Or very simply, you're going to lose the game. I find it amazing as we're watching this. You can tell the coaches who have been here before and done that, and you can tell some of the coaches that are a little bit new to this. And there are a number of different coaches who feel like they've got to insert themselves in situations during the game, I think, that just screw the flow up. Why are you doing that? The kids are better when they're reacting at 18 years old. You know right. what I mean? The Not more thinking. They're thinking, the more timeouts that you're doing, it's like, what is going on there? Noticed it in that Louisville game there. And then it's even the other side too. This is why coaching's so important. You've got times where you can tell a team is completely disorganized, a complete mess, like what Auburn was at the end of that New Mexico game there. Like, completely just awful. The last 30 seconds of that game, Auburn is so lucky to have beaten New Mexico State, I can't even begin to tell you. You've got a guy...
That's because they missed free throws. They missed free throws.
Missed free throws. The dude is down two, right? You got New Mexico is down 2 points, drives to the basket, right, as the clock is winding down. Nobody's touching him. By the way, free lane. Goes right. if he makes the layup, they tie the game. He chucks it out so a guy can shoot a 3-pointer. And oh yeah, by the way, what does the Auburn player do? Fouls him from the 3-point lane. So now the kid goes to the line, free throws with three, a chance to actually go ahead and win the game. But he ended up missing two out of the three. But that wasn't by design. I mean, that kid honestly fouled a dude chucking up a Hail Mary with right. 10 seconds left. And you got to wonder, like, what are you doing over there exactly at Auburn? What are you telling these kids? How are you coaching them? And why the hell are you not calling a timeout then, trying to get everyone regrouped and trying to, oh, all right, guys, this is everyone take a deep breath, because it was obvious at that point those kids from Auburn, they didn't know what to do with themselves, man. They really didn't.
That's true. I buy that. Here's the only caveat I'll say. Sometimes Joe, and we see this sometimes where, like, then they play it in the huddle and you see the coach actually reminding the team exactly, like, yeah, don't foul, or, like, we have no timeouts, and then the kids go and do it anyway. So I'm not sure if it's, like, coaching gaffes or if it's pressure getting the kids, 18 and 19-year-olds. Maybe in a huddle someone does tell them something, but in the heat of the moment, playing before the biggest crowd they've ever played for with a national TV audience, things of that nature, if they just, you know, have lapses in, you know, focus, that is possible too, you know, but absolutely, I think you're right. And that's why coaching, we've said it before, especially in college, you know, the players aren't the stars. The coaches are, the Coach K's, the Roy Williams, the Izzos of the world. Yep. I would say Boeheim, although he is home right now. hopefully he didn't hit anybody on his way home this time around. I know, was it too soon? I'm sorry. But, listen, I'm an Orange fan, right? I'm a little salty today, but in any way, that's why we say it comes down to the coaches, not the players in college, to manage the personalities and the emotions of these 18 or 19-year-olds for sure. Let me ask you something, Joe. One thing that I wonder about, and I want to see if you buy this, one of the things I'm trying to focus on these early round games for later on is, like, I try to get reads on how good the conferences are, right? I try to see, like, does it look like when I have a Big Ten versus ACC matchup, does it look like the ACC team is better or not? And does that give me any kind of read for later on in the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight if a team like I've been talking about, a Florida State or a, you know, a Va Tech from that conference should get extra kind of prestige and notoriety in my mind? I try and use these also as a read on, like, conference versus conference and who's better. Play for you?
It does. And taking for consideration yesterday, you mentioned Florida State. Now, Florida State, we all know, is just ridiculously lengthy, long, athletic. They've got the horses. Florida State's one of the deepest teams in the country left in this tournament. They can do some damage. But they're taking on a Vermont team, right? An AAC team. You're going, Vermont? Like, really? Like, you know, they were what, laying eight and a half, somewhere along those lines.
Right.
And you're going, oh, this is a 13 seed Vermont. Like, Vermont doesn't have nearly the athletes or the athleticism. Plus, they play in an inferior conference. Well, can I tell you something? Vermont was just about everything that Florida State could handle, because you know what Vermont does really good? They didn't turn the ball over, which they, that conference usually doesn't. They play sound fundamental basketball, and oh yeah, they can hit the three. And that is really, and Vermont yesterday was tied with Florida State at half, 27-27. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you would have thought that they'd be blown away. You talk about unders in the first half. You look at what Vermont was able to do against a Florida State team. And they only lost by 10. Eventually, the athleticism and the depth ended up getting to them. But you talk about trying to match a conference. You're going ACC, absolutely the better athletes and this and that, and they're good. Mm-hmm. But you know what Vermont's got in those little mid-major conferences, man, is they got moxie, number one. They're usually very well coached. They got kids on the team that have played together longer together. Right. So it's, you know, you got to look at it and go, yes, I've got better athletes, but was there any question, were the better athletes on LSU or on Yale yesterday? Well, you know, of course. But ultimately, it's those tangible things, the intangible things there in the end, where how good are they coached? You know, how good are they are shooting? How many seniors have on the team? Because there's really no comparison between, you know, ACC and, you know, the A-10. Like, you can't even compare it. But those other things are the things that you need to be looking at.
Sure, and that Florida State one was one of the first half unders that I hit. The number was 61. Yep. It came in at 54. You know, and I'm thinking about, like, it, like this, though, Joe, with, like, a Minnesota versus Louisville, right? Like, a mid-level ACC team versus a mid-level Big Ten team. Well, Big Ten team took them out. Does that mean anything about what that means for the Big Ten moving forward, like when we see Michigan State versus Duke potentially in an Elite Eight in the matchup? Yeah. Like, do I read anything conference versus conference? I think it's interesting.
Yep. It's going, and it is. And a lot of people were down on the Big Ten going into this, but they got more matchups. So today we'll talk about that, including Belmont and Maryland. We'll do that 1 hour in the books, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Keith Irizarry is calling the shots. Eli Manning was in the bottom third of the NFL even when he was not pressured in efficiency rating. He couldn't throw the ball down the field anymore. We could go on and on and on about Eli Manning, and I like Eli Manning. I truly do. But Eli Manning is no longer elite. I don't know if he ever was, to be truthful, but Eli Manning is just not that dude.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy.
March is here. Got the Ammon ready to rock today, baby.
Headless Greg.
Down with Belmont. All I've heard all week, Belmont. Gabe wants to put money on Belmont. I'm with Joe Ranieri, man. The smart money's on Maryland. The smart people on Maryland.
Don't bet with your heart, Greg.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Sussman jumping up and down here today, patting himself on the back, probably going to come in wearing his damn Belmont sweater, I mean his Maryland sweater and all that good all stuff right there. Belmont out, but it was a pretty damn good story, wasn't it though? It was a lot of fun. Welcome in on this Friday as we make it rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and yes, all week long it's we talked about these trendy, you know, the everyone likes an underdog. All right. This is we do this every year. It's not that hard to figure out. Loyola was last year's Cinderella darling. We always want to look from a bracket perspective, these underdogs that we can have advance and maybe be a little smarter than everyone else. The problem is ultimately what we forget is and years and years and years of doing this, well, eventually you'll learn that. They're very few and far between. Now, Belmont was a good story, but what people didn't pay any attention to, which is what, you know, Sussman there was screaming and yelling from a fan perspective. What I was saying was from a handicapping perspective. He was doing it from a homer perspective. From a handicapping perspective, Belmont should not have even made the tournament in a lot of people's eyes. They were lucky to even be able to get the bid to do the play-in game. A lot of people felt they should never have had the opportunity to do it. Now, you catch lightning in a bottle? Of course you can, right? But the reality was the numbers told us that Belmont all year, when they played better defenses, more athletic defenses. And keep in mind, they don't play in the Big Ten. So even the teams in their own conference, which aren't great, that were better at defense, they went 3-4 against those teams. And they struggled. They struggled in the paint. They struggled on the outside. So Maryland was always going to be the most athletic and the best damn defense this school and these kids have ever seen. So very well-coached team. But ultimately what happened was what I thought was going to happen. They were going to hit their threes, but what they couldn't do was control the paint. They couldn't control the boards. And the second half, Maryland took over, got more physical, got more athletic, got more in their face. They went longer periods without hitting buckets. So it became very difficult for Belmont, but it had been that way all year when the more physical, the more lengthy teams defensively played them. So that's why it was always, listen, guys, it's a nice story, but the idea that Belmont is just going to run away with this is—it's not the right narrative. It's nice, it looks good, but the truth is, Dan, at the end of the day, defense ends up winning it, and the athleticism from the Big Ten too much for Belmont.
Yeah, and when we're talking about these upsets, Joe, I mean, we're talking about 12s over 5, 13s over 4. They're yeah. seeds for a reason. But to Sussman, you're right. Sussman, as a fan, his team advances. I also know Venmo Bryan and a lot of other people, though, Joe, that were holding tickets of Belmont plus 3. And those are winners. Those are winners. So it's all good. Fan perspective, sports investing perspective, different things. More. And that was a close game.
Yep, more on that coming up here. Hour number 2, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.